Welcome, guys, to The Last Storm. I'm Dave. I'm here with Mark. We got some crazy stuff to talk to you about, like always. But we're here to talk about something that's really dear and near to our hearts. Mark, take it away.
All right, so here's my theory, guys. The Oklahoma City Thunder are just like us in that they have no fucking clue how good they are right now or how good they can be in the future. And I think sometimes when we get close to that 500 mark, when we trip, it's because they don't know they're better than a 500 team.
Damn, bro. You know, we've been saying it for a while, kind of hinting on it, what we feel about this team. And I can't tell you enough how much I truly appreciate so many different aspects of this team. And that's why we've been saying it for a while. We felt like this is a playoff team. When you're looking at this team and you're breaking it down and looking at the different things that they can do so well, it's starting to look like it's like top 10 defense, top 10 offense, top 10 this, top 10 this. It's like, holy shit, this team is put together in an incredible way. And not just put together in an incredible way, but the coaching staff, guys. The coaching staff, guys. It is the best coaching staff in the league, especially when it comes to developing athletes. I look at the way Coach D substitute players, and I consistently say he is looking for a individual players or individual team, and the five guys are on the floor to work as a unit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you're playing against different teams and the different defenses they see, you have to go in and mix guys in constantly to find those five guys for that fourth quarter, guys. And that's what it's all about here. It's understanding who's good enough to play in that fourth quarter. And whether that's Isaiah Joe and Lindy Waters playing 20-plus minutes in a game, or that's JRE and Trey Mann playing 20-plus minutes, it doesn't matter. Because coach has got your back, and that's why this team is so fucking good, Mark.
Compete for 48 minutes, focus on player development, and try to win the games. Those are very difficult things to do all at the same time, and coach has found that balance. And some people would wish that we played, you know, different lineups at different times, and I get that. Picking on lineups is kind of what, like, short people do. It's the low-hanging fruit for the apple, right? It doesn't necessarily mean you understand what's going on. Here's what's going on, guys. We get to see Usman Jang at 19 years old continue to develop while this team pursues the playoffs. And it's not just him. We're seeing players like Lindy Waters get critical minutes, which will come into play in the playoffs in the future, because you need to be able to play deep. You need to be able to go 7-8 deep in a shortened rotation. But who those 7 or 8 players need to be up to 11 or 12 different guys on your squad, because you never know. If you go same 8 players for the whole length of the playoffs, then you're going to be running out of steam as you get to the conference finals. So you got to be able to rotate players into and out of that group. Yeah, we want to see more Wiggins. Yeah, we want to see different guys. But the thing is, in the past with former Thunder coaches, they always prioritize winning, and they left young players on the bench, which meant they didn't develop fast enough. So we saw the top half of the roster developed at an extremely fast rate, and the bottom half just get left behind. And what we're seeing with Coach Daigneault is this ability to mix both of those things. So if you want to evaluate coaches' impact on this team, don't take the easy stuff and look at cleaning the glass or whatever and be like, oh my gosh, it's all about lineups. It's not about lineups. It's about system. It's about a defensive system. It's about an offensive system. It's about ball motion. It's about flow from one side to the other. Guys, he is off the fucking charts. He is incredibly gifted at communicating what he wants on the offensive side. Calling timeouts if he's not getting what he wants. Making sure the ball is moving. And on defense, bro, you can talk about the defense all day.
Yeah, and I'll talk about the defense in a second, but I want to talk about the confidence that Coach D gives the guys out in the court. I mean, he gives them the confidence. The other thing he does for Shea is Coach D argues with the refs. He lets them have it. He does not let them get away with a shitty call. That allows Shea to focus on the game. It's so important, guys. When Shea is focused on the things that he can change himself and not the refs. The few times I've seen him this year that he's focused on the refs, he's kind of jogged back talking to the refs, not getting back on defense. Mm-hmm. And that's not a shot on Shea, because we all get into that, right? But he's learned not to do that. And he's learned not to argue the call, because it doesn't do anything. So guess what? He waits until there's a dead ball and he goes and has a conversation with the refs. Having Shea on your team creates this professionalism for the rest of the guys. He is a coach on the floor. And the crazy thing about this, guys, is he's only 24 years old. He's 24 years old doing man things in the league that you're looking at people saying, oh, look at this person at 26 or 27 is going to be just like Shea one day. like Bridges, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, yeah, the Suns are going to be so pissed in a couple of years when Bridges goes off with the Nets, right? And I'm like, cool, cool. Like, I can see that, yeah. And then they have to drop this just like Shea. But it's like, Shea is 24 years old, guys.
Yeah, I like
Bridges.
Like, he
still has got two more years to get to 26. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
We're talking about a superstar, a legit superstar in Oklahoma City leading the way. That's when we say, you know, early in their season, we talked about the last 20 games being so important and putting this game together is because we will see this team over the next, I don't know, 13 games, whatever it is now, 14 games. We'll see this team start playing harder together as more of a team, as more of one unit, because now they have a centralized goal. Make it to the fucking playoffs. And you're going to see this team pull some crazy shit off like 17-3 or 16-4 in the last 20 games, guys. I mean, we're already 6-1. So what are we talking about? Another 6-1 run? Now we're, you know, 12-2?
It'd be like, nice.
Guys, this is what this team is capable of doing is because we're designed. We're designed for longevity. We're designed because Sam Presti, when he put this team together, he said this team is going to figure out how good they are when it comes to playoff time. Because guess what's going to happen? This team is going to be 12 deep going into that playoff push. What does that mean, guys? Well, that means our guys are going to be fucking rested. In a 7-game series, when we got to shorten that list up and we got to go 40 minutes with some of the starters, guess what? They'll be rested and ready for that. Where the other teams, where they've been playing 40-plus minutes in almost every single game, they're going to hit that mark right there, that 40-minute mark, and all of a sudden they're going to start slowing down. And we're going to just be getting started. We're going to be fired up. We're going to be going and hitting them and hitting them and hitting them, right? It's going to take a superstar to stop us in the playoffs, guys. It's going to take a superstar for us to stop us in the playoffs because we are so dynamic on defense. That's the beginning. And I know I wanted to talk about the defense when I first started talking about this, but the defense is where it all begins, Mark. You look at Poku, you look at Chet, you look at J-Dub, you look at Shea, you look at Dort, okay? You know what's crazy about this is Dort is known as one of the better defenders in the league, okay? I kind of feel like Shea has played a better defensive season than Dort.
I agree.
And I kind of feel like J-Dub is knocking on that door that he can actually have an argument that he's played a better defensive year than Dort. Okay? Think about that. If we seriously have a team where Dort is our fourth or fifth best defender, what are we talking about, guys? We're talking about the ultimate elite echelon of the NBA history defense, guys. Mm-hmm. If Dort is our fifth best defender, who's going to stop us?
Yeah, I mean, and that's, to me, kind of what brings us back to the beginning, which is this team doesn't know how good they can be. Because when they're locked in, they have certain shots and games where they're just, like, clicking, and they're doing great. And then they mix in a little bit of, like, not sure what they're doing, confusion, you know, learning the style. But what you see with young teams sometimes is they get better as the season goes on. And we've seen that happen over and over and over again. So what happens if this team keeps playing at this high level? What happens if they make it to the playoffs? Well, one time I heard Shea talking about how he plays the game to be one of the best to ever play. He wants to be one of the leading scorers in history. This was right after, you know, Damian Lillard went in and, you know, set the all-time scoring record for the Blazers. And Shea was just talking about how, like, his goal is to be one of the top players ever. And I was like, that's what you want to hear from somebody, but it's still, like, a little surprising to hear. And I think with him as the leader, right, some of these other guys, especially the younger ones, are like just happy to be in the NBA, happy to be living their dream. But when you get into the playoffs, when you start tasting the potential for victory, like everybody brings out another level of height. Practice gets more intense. Focus gets more intense. Every minute you have matters even more. And so Coach Daigneault mixing in lineups where people don't play for a few days and then all of a sudden play a lot in a rotation and then they're out of it. That's actually good for playoff mentality because that's what happens in the playoffs. And a lot of players who used to get regular minutes don't, and it's really hard to adjust. So those adjustments are already built in. Then it's going to be about plug and play, whoever's playing the best, get out there, give us 13 to 25 minutes, depending on what the team's calling for, and play your balls off You might not play again for a week. And when people know that, then they're actually primed to have their best game and then get back out there and have another game. You need to lay everything you have out on the floor every single game, especially the role players. And bro, we always say this, the thing that it takes to be great in the NBA for a team, yeah, you need to have great stars, but you need to have role players who are stars in their role. And this team is chock full of role players who are stars in their role. Get us into the playoffs, bro. I'm telling you right now, we will be one of the toughest outs in the league. Nobody is going to be ready to try to knock us out. And get us into a soft spot, bro, we're looking at the conference finals this year. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's too early, that's too early. No, I'm talking about beating us in a 7-game series when we are prepared to go 12 to 13 deep, shorten a rotation in a way where people are playing to their strengths. We have our stars at the top. Bro, we could do it if we get into that, I don't know, 7-8 seed. Like right in there, bro, if we get in that 7-8 seed, look at the teams that we would end up being in our bracket, right? We could seriously make a run like that. And do you think this team is thinking that? Hell no. They're thinking one game at a time. And that's why I say, bro, this team has no fucking idea how good they are.
OKC, baby. We'll see you tonight.